It's 92 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Specialization is for insects, the saying goes, and some specialties make for truly weird bugs. So what are some of the weirdest? That's the question WPLN News editor Daniel Potter took to two experts at the Natural History Museum of Utah in this edition of the show, Bug Note.
You might think bugs are pretty weird, but if you ask an expert, they'll explain that, yes, in fact, they're even weirder than most folks realize. It's Bug Note. I'm Daniel Potter. Today, some of the weirdest bugs with two of the least weird bug experts I know.
My name is Jason Cryan. I'm the director of the Natural History Museum of Utah. I'm also an entomologist.
I'm Christy Bills. I'm the invertebrates collections manager, also here at the Natural History Museum of Utah.
All right, so let's get into some weird bugs. What's the first one you want to tell me about?
So I study these things called treehoppers. There are about 3,200 species of these things worldwide, and they are bizarre. They're known, they're famous in entomological circles for having these bizarre shapes. There's a special treehopper that I actually named after my son. It's called Lycodarius nathanieli. It's got this crazy shape on it that perhaps looks like a bit of a twig or a bit of bark. We don't really know what those shapes are for, but this one is absolutely alien.
Christy, what about you? What are some of your favorite weird bugs?
There's one called a web spinner. They're in the order Embioptera. So we're usually accustomed to thinking of silk coming out of the back of an animal, like a spider silk, but these have it in their forelegs. And the females live in little matriarchal societies in their silken dens with their babies. I also like Strepsiptera. So most insects have four wings. That's kind of a rule. And then these guys are going to break it. True flies only have two wings, the front wings. These guys only have two wings, but they have the back wings.
Weird.
But not the females. They don't even bother. No wings, no legs, sometimes no eyes.
No wings, no legs, no eyes.
Mm-hmm. And they have really cool antennae that remind me of deer antlers. So they're very small, but like if you could be so tiny, you would just walk through a zoo of amazement of these gorgeous insects.
Well, that's it for Bug Note. We're on YouTube and places like Spotify. You can also find out more at nhmu.utah.edu.